Blog Talk Radio.
Apparently we have Matthew McConaughey tonight. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? Hey, this is Greg Brandon from Research Investigation of Paranormal here on our Unknown Journeys, and we have a great show in store for you guys tonight because I like to do a lot of things different than everybody else, and tonight we have a very special guest, and her name is Layla Grubbs, and she's one of our best friends that Rip has, and personally really good friends with us as well. And I think she has her daughter with her too, Bella. And let me tell you about Layla. Layla is with another group, and she is one of the hardest working paranormal investigators out there. Not only does she take care of her group that she's with, she is always Johnny on the spot anytime that Rip needs help or can use an extra person, or we're doing an event. Layla is right there on the money with us each and every time. So without any further ado, we'd like to bring in Layla. Layla, howdy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. It is nice and warm today.
It is very nice and warm. It's too warm.
So what's awesome. Going on in your world here lately?
Oh, you know, just trying to get used to the world as it is right now, ready to see everybody and get back to investigations.
Right.
Ain't that the
truth right now?
Yeah, I'm ready to see all my paranormal friends.
Absolutely. See, I know that you guys got a trip coming up later this summer. Hope all that goes well for everybody. And
yes.
And y'all have a blast. You can talk about that here a little later if you want to. So, Layla, what got you interested in the paranormal world? What got you going?
Well, when I was a teenager, I had a lot of stuff happen at my parents' house, and I really think a lot of it had to do with a Ouija board my brother had, which we all know it's not good to mess around with. He brought it into the house. I think he may have got it from my grandparents, but we had a lot of stuff go on. I had a friend one time, I was getting ready to go out, and I had the friend come in, and I could have sworn she said, "Hey, what's taking you so long?" And I was like, "Hey, I'm almost done." I walk out, and there was nobody there. The front door was locked. There was no way anyone could have been there, but it was her voice. I've seen the radio was going on up and down, and that was back in the day when we had the jukeboxes. So it would turn. I saw the knob literally going up and down. And just a bunch of stuff was happening, especially in my brother's room, which is he's the one that had the Ouija board. I know you've all experienced this where you just have a feeling that somebody's watching you. You always got that real strong from his room. And I would have friends come over to spend the night, and he wouldn't be there, and they wouldn't even go to his room with the extra bed because they didn't feel comfortable in there. And he later told me that he heard a lot of stuff when he was on his own. And he ended up, you know, he still has that Ouija board, but he's got it wrapped up, locked up, and won't take it out to this day.
Oh,
that
wow.
That just got me interested.
Oh, he still has it.
Yeah. He still has it. He scared to do anything with it.
Does he not want to, like, try to take it to, like, maybe, like, a demonologist or maybe just, like, burn it, something like that?
I could probably talk to him about it. I think he was just so freaked out about what happened to him as a kid, he doesn't want to even touch it or mess with it. But he probably would if I talked to him.
And, you know, that kind of goes back to, like, from what, like, I experienced back when I was, like, a teenager. Like, I've never messed with an Ouija board, never once in my life, but, like, I went on an actual investigation and unknowingly invited a spirit to me. So it just makes me have my mind boggle to the fact, like, if I messed with an Ouija board, to have stuff like that happen towards me, you know?
Yeah.
So,
it's crazy when you're a teenager, you don't realize what you're doing, and I think that's what they're waiting for, that opening to come mess with you.
Exactly. And for him to have it locked up, it's pretty interesting. So I would talk to him to see, like, maybe some possibilities about trying to get rid of it.
I'm sure he'd be interested in that, for sure.
That's pretty wild. How long has he had it locked up?
Since we were teenagers, so about 20 years. He's had it. He told
wow.
me he's got it wrapped up and locked in a cooler or something that he's got taped up. Yeah.
Wow.
I invited him to go on an investigation with us, and he said, no way. He's too scared after what happened.
Oh,
but
wow.
To me, I'm just fascinated with everything. And then about 3 years ago, I started doing tours with Becky Vickers at the Goatman's Bridge. I met her, and it's just been an incredible journey meeting with her and then meeting all you guys and a bunch of other paranormal teams, and I just love it. I got the paranormal
bug. Oh, yeah. I've seen
you
in action out there at the bridge. You are on it. You can feel the passion and see the passion come out as you take your tour around and do your thing. And you're very knowledgeable, especially about the Goatman's Bridge, for sure. I mean, you got it down pretty good. And it makes it a good tour. You know, you got to do
you.
A really great, really good tour out there. And I've seen Bella in action out there, you know, running and gunning and keeping y'all squared away and everything. So that's, but we already know that personally with her working with us. So
yeah, she's shy at first, but once you get to know her, she talks a lot.
That's
Bella,
it.
Bella, you want to say hi to everyone? Oh, hi.
Hey, you two remind me of me and Brandon. Brandon was a teenager, and stuff, and running and gunning with me everywhere I went, all these investigations and stuff. So that's pretty awesome. So y'all have
something. Can't drag me out there, but it's okay.
Right.
No, totally. I went out. I'm kidding. I totally went out there with him. I was like, hey, let me do this.
Brandon, I can't believe we still haven't done an investigation with you.
I mean, I'm pretty shocked that we haven't either.
Yeah, I think every time something came up that you weren't available, or we said we have to take care of that, we'll have to do one with you.
Yeah, I was always either at work or had school, but it's going to happen. I promise you, it's going to happen one of these days.
We're looking forward to it.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep. Yep. I think she went out there with us at Jefferson because you couldn't make it that time. Isn't that right? I think that's why you came out. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time I went out. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were
in hospital. Yes, I did.
Yep. She took the upstairs at the old French townhouse, which was your position for the most part, her and Bella.
Man.
And, which is a very active area, very active. And Bella was up and down them stairs all night for us. And then next thing you know, she's asleep in one of those 18 beds.
While
Layla's just sitting there knocking out the tours.
It
was great.
Tanner was up there with us. You remember he got ran out of there a couple of times.
Who was that?
Who?
Tanner. He was up there
us,
and then he got scratched, and I think, I can't believe, something else happened too, I can't remember, but yeah, he got ran off a couple times, and we stayed up there. It was good times.
Yep, there's something, he starts jacking with his eye.
Yes, he got something in his eye. Yeah, and then
I can't believe I didn't remember you guys telling me this, because the last time that we were up there was the craziness that was happening. But that was happening when me and Tanner were up there, and I had to, like, walk away for a little bit. So,
yep, that's it, man. But anyway, Layla, tell everybody what it's like to be, you know, the backbone of the team when it comes to setting up and doing it, leading or going through an investigation, and then the breakdown and stuff, you know.
It's a lot of work. I know people just see what they see on TV and think it's real easy, but you have a lot of equipment you got to pull out and set up and make sure it's all working good before you start anything. And then, you know, once you get going, you have everything. You make sure you have different angles for everything, so you have different equipment. You have cameras set up. We have body cams that we use that I really love and get some good footage off of that. And then, you know, you do your investigation, and at the end of the night, you got to break down and take all that down. And then you got to go through all that footage to make sure you haven't got anything. And it's not as, like you see on the TV, that it's just instant. But, man, when you catch something and you see something that you've caught, and you've caught it on two different angles or three different machines and different things are interacting, it's worth it all just to catch that one thing.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And that's, and when you're sitting there watching or taking care of everything at the same time, while usually the lead, the person that runs the team is making sure they're doing all the things to keep the investigation right, or if they're doing tours or whatever, you know, you're sitting there watching over them at the same time, making sure that they're not missing anything or and stuff like that. So it's a lot of work all night long, right?
It's a lot of work, but it's really definitely worth it. And you're always there to make sure your team and your leader gets everything they need and make sure that they have, and we get the best possible reaction out of everything we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Because y'all do a lot of, not just at the bridge and stuff, y'all do some personal tours at other places like the Hill House and stuff like that. And you take a bunch of people through for special investigations and stuff. So I know that I've seen that personally, where you're making sure that everything's good to go for her and everything else for Becky and stuff.
Yeah. In that instance, you want to make sure that the people that are on the tour they're going to get the experience that they're looking for, and that's really great. I love seeing people that haven't ever experienced anything, and you're there a part of that. So you're just there to help them out, show them what the equipment does, set it up, and make sure they get a good experience. And I love watching people who've never had it happen, and they catch something or they see something, and you just see the joy in their face or the awe in their face, and that right there is awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's
it,
a
really
nail
is.
In the head right there. You know,
absolutely.
Especially when they come up and they ask, and they ask you, hey, how does this work? You know, and what's its functionality? You know, what's all of that. And then when you sit there and explain it to you, their whole mind and body is just zoomed in on you and listen to everything that comes out of your mouth, you know, and stuff. So it's an awesome experience. And that's why you guys that, you know, and I did it too. I started out too with another group a long, long time ago. And I just want to try to make them look the best they can and learn at the same time. So and people don't understand how hard work that is in the middle of all that.
Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes you get some really great stuff going on, and then other times you get nothing, and it's kind of hard, but I think that validates what's going on. You can get one group that gets a bunch of responses, all sorts of stuff, and then the next group you get nothing, but that's just how it is. But like I said, I think that shows what we're getting is validated and it's real.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely. So I got a quick question. What would you say was your most scariest encounter that you ever had on any of your investigations that you've ever had?
One of the scariest things is actually with our friend Teal. We went out to Frontier Village, and we had several different experiences there. Some were pretty awesome. But I got scratched, and we did hear some stuff going on in one particular house, and it was scary, but it wasn't, like, scary to me. It was actually exhilarating to get that I was getting that interaction and proof that what was going on was real. So it was a little crazy. I know it was a little dark. It started getting dark towards the end of the night. We had some stuff going on with one of the tour guides there, but, you know, when it was going on, you just kind of go with the flow. You know that adrenaline's going. And then when you look back and see everything you caught, it's just amazing.
Oh, definitely. And I remember hearing everything about that night. It seemed like it was definitely had its homing in on you that night.
Yeah, I had a lot going on with me, but it was a really cool experience. I found out I learned a lot from Teal. She told us that Bella and I are both actually empaths. You can feel stuff when you go to investigations, but to just have that validated by someone to let you know. And I've learned a lot about me and Bella that night. So it was a really cool experience.
Absolutely. Anytime you get to be with Till on any kind of investigation, you always come out smarter. always.
No, he's amazing.
You really do.
And in awe on top of that, too. And it's true. We love
yeah.
you, Jill. So.
We do love you, Jill. I also got to meet Susan and Jamie at that investigation, and they're another amazing friends that we have in the paranormal group. So it was a good night.
Right. Actually, I was going to bring that up, actually, at Miss Molly's. Where y'all went
yes.
in my room, you, Susan, and Jamie, and I think Bella's with you in there, too, and they locked the door on y'all.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Actually, we were in the room just doing a session, and we heard a loud click, and I go back. I was the one closest to the door, and I go and immediately tried to open the door, and we were locked in. And what's pretty cool about that is I had a body cam set up on the other side, and I caught everything. And I think everyone on the other side of the door heard us rattling the door trying to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely it was pretty cool. Yeah. I think we just kind of went back to what we were doing, and then it took – when we finally were ready to get out, it took us a little bit, but it was one of those old-timey bolts, so it's not just like a knob that you flip over. It's the one that you have to move pretty good, so that was pretty
amazing.
That's
right. Yep, that was pretty cool. And
yeah.
Anytime Jamie and Susan are running around with us, too, that's another good time right there. A lot of experience.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they always know what they're doing. They're always a good time. We did something out when Hugo with him too, and that was pretty fun.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So what's coming up with you guys? Anything?
We're going to, hopefully in the fall, we're going to head out to Waverly Hills. We went out there last year. That was pretty good. And hopefully we get to go to Bobby Mackey's this time. We didn't realize it was that close, so we have that scheduled. Last year we went... And we went with part of a tour with a bunch of other people, but this time we have it booked out for just ourselves. So I think it's going to be better. We're going to get a lot more this time, and I'm really excited to go to Bobby Mackey's. I've never been there.
Yeah, that's going
to
be awesome.
I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah.
We're going to be in Bobby Mackey's in July, so we're looking forward to
that.
During your birthday,
I think it's
going to
be good.
Very
yes,
excited about Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah, we'll be in Tennessee this weekend. We'll be with our buddies Mike and Chris and Brandon from the Wraith Chasers, and we're going to investigate with them at the Thomas House there in Red Bowling Springs. But
nice.
Yeah, cool. It's going to be fun.
A little shout out to.
Go ahead.
No, a little shout out to Tennessee Wraith Chasers, Mike, Brandon, and Chris. Ready to be out there with you guys.
Absolutely. So what's your bucket list, Jamie? Jamie, good grief.
Layla.
Well, we were talking about Jamie and Susan. What's
your
bucket list?
We were.
I know. I really want to go to Myrtle's Plantation, and I don't have a specific prison in place, but I want to go and do an investigation at a prison. Those are my two big deals right there.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to go to a prison?
No, I do.
Oh, you
I don't
do?
Have
okay,
a specific
I'm sorry.
One
I thought
yet,
I heard
but I
don't.
Do. No, I do. I did want to go to Bellwitch Cave, and we tried to get that done when we went up to Waverly, but it's really hard to get into that place to find them open. So that would be good if you can do it, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, Mike and Chris live near there, and they have a hard time trying to get in. It's just weird. I don't know what's up with that, but wow.
Yeah,
but
they have
Myrtle's
Plantation.
We go. Yeah, we usually go every year. Every year we go to Myrtle's and we have a great time. We get a lot of evidence. It's like crazy evidence, and we got a lot of it on our Facebook page and stuff. So you have to hook up with us and go next time we go.
Yeah, I'll go for sure. I've seen a lot of the evidence y'all got. It's really good.
Do y'all remember the time that I gave us our? It was like a really big like, hey, this is our big. Piece of equipment that we got, we can actually show you guys like full spectrum. And I'm showing them around the John Leake room. And once I hit the cupboard, the door behind me like locked. I had to unlock it in order to open up my door. I never locked it.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's amazing.
They've got a lot of crazy stuff going on in that house, on the main house there in Myrtle's Plantation. But
yes,
you don't have a specific prison you want to go to, like Eastern State Penitentiary or whatever, something like that?
I don't have a specific one. I know there's one that Susan went to, she told me about. I need to ask her where it was again, but she said it was pretty good. But I don't, there's just, you know, I work in the court system, and there's just something about the prisons and the type of people that are there and all the emotion, especially, you know, one of the prisons that held a lot of the death row inmates, that kind of stuff. I just know that a lot of that energy is still there, the residual energy. I just think it would be awesome to be able to get that and tap into that.
Oh, yeah. And they would know you. They would know you're from the court system, too, you know.
Yeah.
And that would be pretty awesome to watch.
To watch the interaction.
So what? That's right. So what's your favorite piece of equipment that's up to this point that you just love to use?
I know it's a little cliche to say, but like the simple equipment, the flashlight, I love doing the flashlight sessions. You get a lot of response from that, and I just love using that. Isabella, for some reason, just they react to her a lot with a flashlight session, so I love using that. And I love, like I said, my body cam I use. You don't have to really worry about it when you're in the investigation. You don't have to worry about turning it on or turning the, you know, into the night mode or any of that. You just put it on and go. So I love that. It's got really great footage, too.
Yes, it does. We got one as well. We don't use it as often as we should because we get so wrapped up doing other stuff. But you're right. It has a great quality of picture. It's insane.
That's another one in Jefferson. I had it set up just kind of on its own. And right at the end of the night, it turned itself on, which, as you know, you have to push a button and you got to push it down pretty hard to get it back on and off. And that was pretty cool that that happened. I think we were asking if there was anyone there to let us know. And that thing just came right on. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Was that upstairs?
Yeah, it was upstairs. It was
very
pretty cool.
Cool.
Right at the end of the night, Tanner was up there with me and we weren't getting a lot, but we're like, well, if there's anyone here, let us know. And that thing just lit up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody doesn't know, Tanner's part of our team. He's Karina's son. He gets out there with us every now and then. And when he does, he works his butt off too for us and everything else. So, what's Bella's favorite thing to use?
Bella, what's your favorite piece of equipment? Flashlight too.
That's it.
She gets good interaction with that flashlight. I usually send her up when we don't have a lot going on. I send her up with the flashlight, and she'll get some good interaction.
Very good. I think they did that upstairs at the French townhouse too, right? She was running one?
Yeah, she did. I would have her run it, and she got some good interactions with it.
Very good. So, Bella, how's it? Can I ask Bella a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Hey. So
she's like, yeah.
What's your talk to me. What's your favorite thing to do during the for the setup and investigations and breakdown? What's the most fun you have during all that?
Videotaping, with the camera.
Uh-huh.
It's like my favorite thing to do.
The video camera?
She walks around with a camcorder. She loves doing that.
Oh, awesome. Do you ever get scared?
No. She got scared. That's a lie. At Waverly Hills on one floor. This is the
only
time. Oh, my
gosh. That one floor because it's a stupid thing. What's it called?
The creeper.
Creeper. Oh, my God. You psychopath of a mother stood in the hallway. As I said, they like to go on all fours and come running at you.
That's the only time I've ever seen Isabella get scared was on the third floor. At the Waverly Hills.
Psychopath loves to stand in that hallway.
She's calling me a psychopath.
Yeah.
I was wanting to see it.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to have nightmares. Well, that's sick for us as demon, honestly.
That's the reason I asked that question, because I've never seen her waver left to the right or anything. She seems to be all stoic right there. Never scared.
She's always solid. Nothing bothers her. That's the first and only time I've ever seen anything get to her. But yeah, she's always spot on. Like you said, she was asleep upstairs when everyone else was freaking out about going upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Tired,
hey, Bella, does your friends know what you do? That you do that
stuff?
Yeah,
I tell them. They say I'm
crazy.
What
do they say? Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
Hey,
that, we're all,
we
got to
start it early.
In this business. That's right.
Exactly.
Hey, you're around the same age that I started. I started doing this when I was 12 years old. When the first original, like, Ghost Hunters that came out, and I just came downstairs one day and I was like, hey, Mom, Dad, what are you guys watching? They're like, hey, it's Ghost Hunters. It's like, ghosts exist? Wow. And then 13 years old, I had my first experience. And then
there you go,
boom.
Yeah. See, I think you and Isabella have a good chemistry because you know what she's going through. So you two get along pretty good. I like seeing that.
Yeah, and it's good that that kids can start young when they see that this is real. And like I've said before on other interviews and other conversations that I've had, you'll never really believe in it until you experience it. And it's better to experience it at a young age. That way you can sit there and be like, hey, this stuff exists. And then you can say that in quote.
Yeah, and I love how she gets to see how we do the protection prayer. That's a lot of things you don't see on the shows, that people just go and they investigate and they're done. But it's so important to finish that up with that protection prayer so you don't get anything to follow you home. And that's something she's seeing firsthand. I love that.
Yeah, I'll be the first one to tell you, it's always better to do that protection prayer before and that protection prayer after, because you'd never want to invite something calling unbeknownst to you.
Absolutely.
You know, we get into some of these investigations and we're pretty wrapped up in it, and it can be turned pretty dark and stuff like that. And before it's over with, my team members coming up to me and making sure, hey, make sure we pray. Make sure we pray. Don't let nobody leave before we pray. Like, I got you. We got you.
No matter how tired you are. Yeah, it's a big deal. And no matter how tired you are at the end of the night, you always remember that's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
And you're right. Make sure.
We've had some people go, oh, my God, really? I'm like, yeah, really, we got to do this.
Yeah. Like, just humor me. Just make me happy. It's fine.
That's right. That's right. So, any advice, Layla, to the people that are just getting started into this thing, you know, as an investigator itself, looking for a team and wants to get on a team? What do you think? What's the best advice do you think you can give them?
I just think that they need to just get their own equipment. Like, the smallest things, can use the recording on your phones, like I said, the flashlight, and just go out there and see what you can do and reach out to teams and go out to different investigations and see if you fit in with the group. That's a really big deal. You have to be able to fit in and get along with the people, because we pretty much become family. And just keep trying and just go out to different investigations and to make sure that it's something that you're wanting to really do, because I think some people go out there and see what's really going on and that it's real, and it's a little too much for them. So just make sure it's what you really want to do and just keep following it.
Oh, that's great advice. That's perfect, actually.
Very good. Very great advice. I love that.
Very good. Very good. So anything you want to say, anything you want to bring up? We got about a minute or so left. And so anything you want to talk about or bring up, what's coming up for y'all besides that trip? And I think it's in August, right? So,
yeah, we'll be going out also to the Magnolia and Seguin with Becky, Tammy, and Ruth. So I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been there. I think that's going to be
a good time.
So the Magnolia House in Seguin.
Oh, Seguin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going out there in June, so I'm looking forward to that.
Very good. Yeah, I hear that's a great time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going out with you guys again.
Oh, yeah, we got some stuff coming up for sure. So,
we only got about a minute left. We got to give a shout out to our sponsors, Be Healthy by Fan Summers. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. Anybody else you got that?
Teal Gray.
Teal Gray.
We love Teal.
We love Teal.
We love Teal.
But
we want to. We really want to thank everybody for joining in and listening to us today. Hope you guys are having a good time out there, being safe. We will definitely be out here next month with another awesome guest. Layla, thank you so much for joining us. And Dad, you want to add anything else you want to say?
I just appreciate everybody watching, listening, and everything. And Layla, you get so happy you came on, and your
thank
perspective
you
as a paranormal
me.
Investigator. Absolutely, Bella. Love you guys. Y'all
Bella, thank you so much.
All right, we love you guys too.
Remember, you guys, stay safe out there, stay haunting, stay ghost hunting, stay safe, and we will see you next month. Have a good one.